Blog Talk Radio.
Like It or Not with Michael Lane is right here, and it starts right now.
Like It or Not. Like It or Not.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Now, I have to give a special love shout, and I have to do this because there are some people that may not know about my SmackTongue.com show, and they only listen to me and they peep me out on here, Blog Talk. So all of my Blog Talk radio listeners, I would like to and love to wish you all, each and every one of you, a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. This is the last show until the first Monday of next year, okay? The final show of 2013. So much love to each and every one of you all, and follow me, man. Follow the show as well as listen to me on SmackTongue Radio, SmackTongue.com, and you'll hear this artist quite a few times, and what a heck of an artist he is. I'm not going to waste any more time. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of the Team Lion Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. Much love to you and yours, and I'm telling you all, I have a Christmas gift. I've been receiving emails here and there, and you are asking me, when are you going to have this artist on Team Lion? You had X-Phase, you had LG, you had Dead Fresh, J-Star came in. You had some great guests, but when are you going to have this great artist? Wait no longer. This man is a Christian funk guru. The man knows his funk. He is filled with the funk, and he's filled with the Holy Spirit. You all know, as you all love to request, it ain't funky anymore. Remember that? How about we got the party? How about where the Spirit of the Lord is? I'm proud to call him my friend. And I thank God that I ran into him, and I thank God that I met him. And in a lot of ways, he is inspiring me. And I'm glad to introduce to you, to some, and to present to most, the one and only, Dante Funkmaster.
What's up, man?
What's good, Dante?
Hey, Michael Lane, what's happening, bro?
Oh, man.
Make a brother feel
so
welcome,
good,
man.
Oh, man, it is such an honor to finally have you on the show, brother.
I know, it's been a while.
It's been a while, man.
Nah, just saying, man, I've been listening to your show for a hot minute, man, and I'm honored to be part of the family, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, and I'm glad you put it that way. You are part of the fam, and I know you have called in my very early shows here on Blog Talk Radio, and, man, it's just been going crazy, and my mind's been going all around the place, and then I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, Dante Funkmaster, oh, man, let's get it on, let's do this. So, Dante, man, we're going to break down your journey, man. We're going to talk about your funk-filled journey and how you got into the funk and how you got into the spirit of the Lord. All right?
That sounds good to me, man.
All right, my brother. And while we're in the room, I want you all to know, you all can call from all around the world. You all can call and talk to Dante Funkmaster, man. The dude is finally here, and it's an honor, man. So you all can call in and interrupt. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. You can call in and interrupt. Show your love to the man. Give him a call. Area code is 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. Check my Twitter. Check my Facebook. We will have the number right up there for you, all right? All right, Dante Funkmaster, tell us about where you were born and raised, brother.
Oh, man. Well, I'm a Carolina boy. I was born in North Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina, way on the other side towards the ocean in the country. And if anybody knows my song Collard Greens, you know where I got that from growing up in that
country.
Right. So.
Yeah.
But, I'm from Carolina, and, you know, I grew up in an interesting family. You know, I guess everybody has, you know, their family where they view it as crazy sometimes. But in actuality, when you're the artist, when you're a musician or a painter or whatever, everybody looks at you like you're the crazy one, you know, because we tend to grow up to be eccentric people, you know. But that's just because God has a purpose for us. But, yeah, man, I lived in North Carolina all my life. I now currently live in Portsmouth, Virginia, which is only like an hour from home. And I love it up here, man. But
oh wow, yeah.
Yeah, man, I lived in North Carolina my whole life, and you know, that's my roots. I always have, as long as I live in the country, I have a country with me.
Yes. And you bring that country, you bring that southernness, and you bring that southern funk, that southern hospitality. How were you introduced and brought in to the funk? How were you brought in to even want to learn how to play instruments?
It's kind of strange, man, because my mom always played. She was half Puerto Rican, and she grew up in the hood in Boston. And when she moved down here, you know, she just used to spin James Brown. She used to spin, you know, Tina Turner, you know, all that stuff. She was big into the Beatles. That's her favorite group. But she had a little bit of everything, you know what I mean? And we're talking way back, the Ink Spot, stuff like that, you know. And, you know, so I got a little bit of that in me.
Oh, yeah.
And then my brother, he's about 14 years older than me, and he started getting into evangelism. And he dragged me down into the city to this little old black church. And I grew up in that church. And those were the beginnings of the soul, you know, because I was getting exposed to it. And just, you know, over time, it was just flavor coming into me from here and there. It wasn't until I was in high school. It's really an interesting story. I just was going through a hard time, you know. It's a hard time for people trying to find themselves in high school, and especially nowadays, you know how it is. And I just remember I didn't have a purpose, you know. My life was just, you know, I'm not going to go into the details, but my life was just, I didn't feel like I belonged. And I even had those thoughts of suicide, you know. And I remember praying and telling the Lord, I said, you know, I need something in my life, you know. What am I here for? What am I doing, you know? And I had no, you know, any musical background or anything. And I kid you not, I turned on the TV, and I saw Michael Jackson up there dancing. Now, I don't know how it's possible for a kid who was born in 1984 to go all the way to 1999, and I never knew who he was. How that happened, I don't
know.
But when I saw him up there, I said, that cat was dancing and spinning and the glove and everything, and I liked it. And I was like, man, that's hot. So I started getting into it, and I started dancing like him, and it became natural to me. And for the next 4 years, everyone at school used to call me MJ because I could do the dancing. I had the jackets and everything, you know. But it just come down. It just digging into his music, I dug into everyone else, you know. It became an open door. And then I used to listen to Michael Bazin every day. and all that old school, you know. And it drew me in, you know, the bass lines and all the, you know, the hand claps and the disco funk and all that stuff. And over time, I refined it to what I got now. But I just love them rhythms, man, the old school. And all the kids in my school were listening to NSYNC and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there jamming to the Gap Band, you know.
So. Now, did you end up picking up that bass, or because you played you're a multi-instrumentalist, a multi-talented.
Yeah.
Did you end up picking, what was the first instrument you picked up? Was it that funky bass?
It was the funky bass.
Oh, yeah.
Long story short, my family fell apart, and a family at my church had taken me in, and they were the musicians of the church. See, God always has a plan. And
yes,
they were always playing, and I was left out. So I asked, I said, well, can you show me a few things on the bass? You know, I didn't know much about music. I just know I was listening to it all the time. And he had an old acoustic bass, you know, an old junky acoustic bass. And he gave it to me and said, you know, here. And he showed me a few things. A month later, Michael Lane, I kid you not, I was playing in church. God just threw that gift to me.
A month later.
A month later, man.
Ooh.
It just came overnight. I was, I want to say 2000. And
wow.
It just happened. And that since then, I've lived with that family ever since. They became a family, which I have, you know, my blood family, you know, we have established relationships since. So, but that's my musical family, you know, and they took me in, and over the time they trained me and came to where I am now.
That's a blessing to have two great families. That's a blessing to have two families to
it is, man.
Patch it
up.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Blood, musical family, that is the way to go. I mean, that is a wonderful story. We're going to get more into Dante Funkmaster. I'm just going to give you the call numbers real quick because we are going to throw down with some Dante Funkmaster music, all right? Area code 347-826-9357. Talk to the one and only Dante Funkmaster. A lot of people be waiting until it's too late. Call now. Area code 347-826-9357. After about 5:55, I will not take any calls. So please do not wait until it's too late. I usually get bombarded when it's late. Please, this is a 30-minute show, guys, all right? All around the world, call in. Now, we're going to get into Dante Funkmaster. How did you become Dante Funkmaster? I mean, is this, you know, you were coming into yourself, finding yourself more, but what made you just develop, because you have a great look, you have that. I mean, it's just that, you know how people have that look of just, this man's going to be successful, or this man has a trademark look. How did you develop that trademark look and that great name? Because I love that name.
Well, man, I got to give glory to God because he had me picked out from day one. And over my journey, you know, of learning, I played in I went to college, and I actually majored in musical theater. I had no idea I'd be a Christian funk artist, you know. I knew that I loved the Lord, and I knew that I loved funk. And it wasn't until this year that I combined the two. But I remember I was sitting in, we're sitting in the green room at the theater, and we were giving each other stage names. And this one girl gave me Dante because she said, when you think of Dante, you think of Dante's Inferno, you know. And she said, my music was hot, you know. So she said she wouldn't give me the name Dante. And I said, okay. And we laughed it off. And it wasn't until a few years later, I'd say about 2008 or so, I just decided I didn't want my real name. And everybody used to call me Funkmaster. That was my nickname. So I just threw it together. And I didn't know how I liked it, but then as I said it more and sang it, it just kind of stuck with me.
Yes. See that, and as you said, that's the movement of God too. You know, coming in like, hey, you know, it's gonna come together where I gave you that name in certain sort of way, like Dante Funkmaster here.
I love it, man.
Brother. Now you know what, brother? You said you just made that you found a way to combine the two, because a lot of my listeners will say, hey, you know, collard greens, it ain't funky anymore. The booty, you don't play that anymore. What happened? And then all of a sudden, bam, I hit them up with the spiritual Christian funk, and they go, whoa. I mean, it had more impact than those other songs. As a matter of fact, as you know, We Got the Party went all the way to number one. What brought on the process of just combining the two together to bring in the Holy Spirit and bring in the funk?
Well, I tell you, man, I don't have a problem with, you know, a lot of people say, okay, well, if you're going to be Christian, you got to, you know, you can't listen to anything but church music, you know.
Right.
I think, you know, as an adult and somebody who is filled with the Holy Spirit, you got to use your common sense. You know, obviously, if something comes on and it's saying, you know, something that don't agree with you, then that's your spirit telling you, hey, that's not for you. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
It's just that I had been a Christian, and I'm very active in church. In my church, Bethany Baptist here in Portsmouth, I'm becoming very, very active.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love my funk music. But the way the world is going today, I just wanted to make a difference, you know, and I wanted to do God's work. And I kept saying to myself, you know, how can I do that and do this at the same time? Some people can do it, but I can't. It wasn't working. And my life was going nowhere. And then I decided there is no Christian funk music out there. And a lot
sure
of people
isn't.
Are thinking, oh, well, can you do that? And I'm thinking, God can do that. And I just decided to do it. And I took 3 weeks, and I rewrote my entire album. And it took me 5 years to make the first one, and it took 3 weeks to rewrite it, you know. Crazy. But God is good, I tell you. But, yeah, man, you know, and it's, sometimes I miss them on my old songs. I ain't going to lie, you know. But sometimes you have to sacrifice to get a bigger reward and a bigger blessing in life. And everything I do, I keep it funky. But, you know, I felt like this was the thing to do, and I'm seeing the rewards because I made that decision.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously, with my songs being voted, which I appreciate to everyone out there.
Oh, yes. The request came pouring in, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to have on Smack Tongue Radio, we're going to have a year-end most requested countdown. And believe me, the song I'm getting ready to play right now is in it. Because it received an abundance amount of votes down during this year. And so you all know what I'm talking about. The number one, We Got the Party. Before I spin this, can you tell us what was the inspiration behind We Got the Party?
I'll tell you what it was. Oh, I had the lyrics. You know, obviously there's not much lyrics to the song, and I had written them probably a couple of years ago. A lot of times I sing them into my phone and just record it. And I was cleaning my phone out, and I heard it, and I said, oh, that's cool. And I had just, my mother had actually just bought me tickets to see Bootsy Collins live.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of my heroes.
Wow.
If not my biggest hero.
Yes.
And
I
just wanted to pay homage to him. So I put that stank on the bass, and I just started coming up with that rhythm, man. And I think I wrote that song in one day. It was just from morning to night, and it was just pure funk. And it's probably one of my favorites on the album.
Whew. Man, and thank the Lord above. I've received so many people thanking me once I played that song. Those of Christians who listen to my song or to my show. And I was receiving so many emails saying, thank you. Thank you for playing this. Thank you for letting us know that that Christians can get down too. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people saying, Christian funk, I've never heard of this. And then they heard the song, said, hey, I want this song requested. Request this song. So it was crazy counting. It was absolutely crazy. It's still crazy. because it's in the top 25, and we all know where the Spirit of the Lord is right there with it. So we're going to talk more to you in just a minute there, Dante, but we got to get down with your cut.
Let's do it, man.
All right. Why don't you bring in We Got the Party, Dante?
Well, I say, man, We Got the Party, the funkiest jam on the album, the bass line that'll keep you moving, I tell you. Whatever I do, we keep it funky around here. We got the party,
no
y'all.
Doubt.
All right, y'all. Oh, we gotta get funky up in here. Gonna keep y'all nasty good. Guaranteed to make your body move. It's all right if you wanna dance, y'all. Everybody get out. Come on, y'all. It's all right. Shake it if you got it. We got the power.
With Michael Lane. We got Dante Funkmaster right here. Hey, Dante, congratulations on the success of that song, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I have a special, tell you real quick that, you know, TJ has not been around the show as of late, but she definitely left me a message. She wanted me to let you know how much she loves you. You know, everybody out there, TJ, co-host of the show, she wants you to know how much she loves you and how much she just is so excited for you, and she feels the Holy Spirit every time she hears your song. She's moved by it, and she just loves you, and she's proud to call you a friend.
Oh, that's my sweet pea. I love her to death.
No doubt. No doubt. Yes, sir. Now, hey, brother, can you tell everybody, Dante, about the new funk, about that album.
About the new album?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it, man, is it's funk from beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I first started out, I tried to, you know, experiment a little bit. But sometimes you just got to go what's in your heart, you know. And I just...
Mm-hmm.
When I write these songs, I'm a bass player first, you know, lyrics. It's funny, when I write a song, I get bass and drums. I go for about 10 minutes, and then whatever I got, I cut from there. But lyrics come last.
Wow.
But the main thing about my music is the music comes first. You know, there's nothing wrong with how or anybody does it, but with me, bass always will come first because that's my passion, you know? And
right.
These songs aren't exactly worship songs. I guess you would say more like Christian entertainment. But the world needs that. I tell you, when I was in my youth group days, we used to go to Christian house parties and stuff, and they would have music going, and it was that slow stuff. And, I mean, it's cool, but, you know, a brother need to get down, you know? And there weren't no party back then. So that's why I had to pump it up a little bit. And, you know, everybody looks at me crazy because here I am, this 5'4", chunky white boy who's coming up saying we got the party, and they're like, what does he know about funk, you know? But the truth is, you know, I've been having the funk in me since day one, and I'm coming into a time where God is using that to build up his kingdom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the album is actually always in works, you know? God has not given me the opportunity, or the timing is not right to where I can go public with it, sell it, or whatever. Right as of right now, I'm just making the music. So right now, we just have
fun. Right.
So the time will come.
No doubt.
Praying on it. So.
Oh, man, God bless you, brother. Hey, I thank you so much, man. And I know this is not the only time you're going to be on the show, and we're going to make it a little bit more immediate for us to get you back here on the show, all right?
All right, sounds good to me, man. I'm still waiting on that collaboration too, man.
That's got to go down, and I guarantee you, I'm going to lighten up my workload, and I am going to definitely hook up with you because we got to get down on some serious, and I know I'm going to be just uplifted to be working with you, brother.
Same with you, man. And I'll have some new music for everybody coming up this year, so don't worry. It's going to be funky.
No doubt, man. And follow him on Twitter and Facebook. Am I right there, Dante?
Twitter, Facebook, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, anything that is on the internet, I'm on there. And my, especially my Facebook page, man, I need some, as many fans as I can get. You know, a lot of people are liking the stuff, but they're not liking the actual page, you know. So I,
right.
It would be a real blessing to me. So I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody, and everybody have a happy and funky New Year.
Woo, yes. Yes, and don't forget, y'all heard what he said. All right, y'all liking the songs. I'm getting all these tons of requests. Go to the Facebook page, all right? Dante Funkmaster. It's just Dante Funkmaster. Bam, you will find him, period. Nobody has his name. It's just him. He's original. That's who he is. And, man, thank you. Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas, brother.
You too, man.
Happy New Year. And, man, thank you for you inspiring me to become better, to move up, and to be more of a vessel for the Lord, man, because, you know, I've been thinking a lot about that as well, you know, and you have, like, planted that road for me. Well, I was like, well, maybe I can, you know, do better. Maybe I can, you know, be a better person, to be a better friend to the Lord, you know what I mean? So I just thank you for doing that, brother, and you're touching a lot of lives, man. It's not in vain.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
No doubt, man. Dante Funkmaster, man, this is family. This is family. And he will be back. All right? He will be back. And again, much love to you all. Until next year, those who listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, join me tomorrow on Smack Tongue Radio. And don't forget, y'all hear him. You hear him every time almost on Smack Tongue Radio. Keep it funky, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all listening to Like It or Not with Mike. That's him. That's Dante Funkmaster, all right? So join me on Smack Tongue Radio tomorrow night. Okay, let me give you the times in the United States. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to give a special love shout-out to Dante Funkmaster, and I'm going to be talking about Christmas, all right? I'm talking about Christmas, all right? So let's get down on that. And vibe with me, and I'm going to talk about so much other things as well. All right? Much love to you, Dante Funkmaster.
You too, Michael Lane. Keep it funky.
No doubt, man. Much love to each and every one of you all. We're going to leave you. Of course, we got to leave you with some more Dante Funkmaster. I mean, what do you expect? And we got to give him some downright straight-up praise. Lord, we thank you for the music. So let's get together and let's give him some praise with Dante Funkmaster. I'm up and I'm out of here. And as always, I close by saying peace, love, and keep doing. Ow.
Lord, we want to thank you for the fun. I want to thank you for that fun. like you. Cause I need that phone. I want to thank you for that music. And think about the phone. Everyone exalts his name together. Yeah, his name is worthy to be praised. Don't you know he's Alpha and Omega? Don't you know now? And it's ancient of days. We ain't trying to look sophisticated. No. We showing up, ain't trying to look cool. When the funk take over, you're about to say, everybody here will expo, will expo. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for that song.
I want to thank you for that music.
I want to thank you for the funk now.
Love you, wanna thank you for
that straight up funky music.
Love you, wanna thank you for
it makes me want to dance.
Love you, wanna thank you for
come on and get on to the flow.
Love you, wanna thank you for
the get the band a chance. Huh. Here we go. We thank you for that funky music. Come on now, come on now, come on now.
Thank you for the
here we go, here we go.